Support comes from Mosby Building Arts, replacing old windows for smoother operation and home comfort. More at callmosby.com.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. Tonight is the start of the St. Louis Chennale, an annual four-day Irish arts and culture festival that brings musicians of all levels together to play music and learn from each other in workshops, performances, and dances. The Irish word Chennale means a gathering with the intent to share. It was co-founded in 1998 by Mike Mullins. Fiddle player Liz Knowles of Portland, Maine, is a regular Chennale performer, teacher, and participant. Liz's husband, Kieran O'Hare, is also an accomplished musician playing the Irish bagpipes known as Illan Pipes. They are part of the trio Open the Door for Three, and this song you're hearing is off the group's 2024 album. Liz spoke with our producer, Emily Woodbury, ahead of this year's festival. And this evening, we'd like to bring you part of their conversation. Emily started by asking Liz what keeps her coming back to St. Louis Chennale.
Well, this event probably more than any other in the country, although there are other Chennales that happen around the country, and each one of them has its own kind of character and personality, and I've been to a lot of them and love them. The St. Louis Chennale is kind of special, largely because of Mike Mullins. There's just a, if you know Mike Mullins or have met Mike Mullins, there's a kind of energy that is around him because I say this to audiences all over the country when we perform in venues where there is one single person who's kind of at the helm of the curatorship and the direction of a venue or an event. It's a really powerful thing to have an individual who's not only interested in the subject, but is willing to tirelessly put his energy and time and sometimes financial resources toward something like this. And for him, the music means as much as it does to us. And that really shows. But I would say that the event itself, and again, this is largely due to him, it really parallels events that we've been to in Ireland. There are Chennales that are held in Ireland. And this one really has a lot of the same qualities of those. And it's there's a kind of I think when American events get held, we tend to really program. We tend to want to schedule and really make a very full schedule and have people who are paying feel like they're getting their money's worth with class after class after class. This event is a little bit different. There are classes offered and they're very important and powerful and strong classes to be offered, but the event isn't just about the classes themselves. It's about the community. It's about bringing Irish musicians from Ireland over. Mike has always committed to, though it's getting harder, has always committed to bringing a lot of musicians from Ireland with the belief that, like we do as Americans, that we need a connection to Ireland. So that is a sine qua non for him, that there must be players coming over from Ireland. It's like getting a little bit of the well, you know, the water straight from the well. And that's so exciting for us because we get to see people that we either haven't met yet or people that we haven't seen in a good while. And it's just an opportunity to kind of hang out, talk about Irish music, hear Irish music, experience Irish music. It's an experience that has all of the human qualities that we want out of music. It isn't just listening, it's playing, it's engaging, talking. These piping events, which are called Chennales, were really centered around getting pipers together who needed work done on their instruments or needed to purchase instruments or learn about how the instruments were made. And that happens at the St. Louis Chennale. There is a lot of kind of education that doesn't look like education, if that makes sense. And on top of it, there's just a whole heck of a lot of fun and music to all hours of the night and just a lot of laughs.
I wonder if you can describe a little bit more of that. What is that energy that you're feeling at both the concerts? And I know there are also various sessions throughout the weekend as well, where beginners are playing alongside people who are quite experienced.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one piece of it, is that it reaches all ages and all people. I mean, there's kind of an inclusivity that feels, again, I keep using that word human, but that's how I think of traditional music, as being this thing that creates community. For me, the St. Louis Chenal, because of that desire to bring people over from Ireland. For example, this year, there's a couple of people on the staff who I've never met before, John Wynn, John McAvoy. I know Porig Keane, but I've only ever met him once or twice. He's coming over to play the pipes. I know his parents fairly well. But I'm just, like, there's a level of excitement that goes with hearing a player that you haven't heard, or one that you've never met in person, to actually see them play in person. I remember when I was learning Irish music, there's some techniques on the fiddle that you cannot get from sheet music. There's so many things in Irish music that you cannot get from sheet music. And this, you know, I was learning before YouTube came along, so it wasn't like you could just kind of look up videos. But I remember that sensation of sitting in a room or in a venue or in a workshop or in a session, informally or formally, with somebody who is a great player. And there is just this kinetic energy that comes from that. I mean, I think we all experience that when we see live music, live dance, live theater. There's just an energy there that does not happen from a recording. We really feel it palpably. And I think that's so important to an event like this, both for a complete beginner, but also all the way up to, like I said, a professional, somebody who's well seasoned in this music. I can feel the excitement going to that St. Louis Chenal of being able to see Porig Keane play in person. So the hope is that there's a social interaction, that there's a musical interaction, and that, you know, there's just this kind of level of excitement around of that coming up in the spring. You know, I really look forward to that.
So Liz, you're coming from out of town. What's your view of St. Louis's Irish music scene?
It's really an incredible environment for Irish music. And again, it's due to some people like Emer Arkins and Mike Mullins and so many others. There's just kind of a density of great musicians that live in that town. But there's also been a density of people that are actively trying to support Irish culture and Irish music in that way, and really trying to keep it connected to Ireland. And it feels like it's a living, breathing culture there, where I think in some places in the country, some of that has gone away. And St. Louis just seems to keep the fire burning. And it's just it's great. A lot of us make a trek there just to be a part of that.
Liz, thank you so much for talking with me.
No problem. Thank you.
This episode was produced by Emily Woodbury.
Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.